Okay, I'm going to convene this meeting. I am Harvey Sluggo Wasserman. This is the KPFK local station board meeting for the month of August. It's August 20th. It's 10:34 Pacific time. Myra Reeson is our secretary. Myra, do you want to call the roll, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Christina Avalos. I don't see Christina.
Oh.
Christina Avalos?
Christina Avalos?
Oh, wait, Sandy. If you could mute yourself, we're getting feedback. We're getting feedback from your device. Or I'll mute you if you need help with that. Okay. And Raymond, same for you. Please mute yourself.
I'm not on the board.
I know, but... I just that generally, if people would mute themselves, then we won't get feedback during the roll call. Thank you. Christina Avalos. I don't hear Christina. Doug Barnett. Veronica Becerra. I don't hear Veronica. Mike Bresler said that he would probably not be able to join us and would be sending. And please, people, co-hosts, please let other people in because it's hard for me to do the roll call and hosting at the same time. Mike Bresler, I don't hear Mike Bresler. Sandy, now it's your turn to unmute and tell us.
Okay, I'm here, unmuted.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. John Crumshaw, prestigious former LSB chair and staff representative on the KPFK local station board. Are you with us?
Present.
Thank you. Vic Germani, another staff representative on the local station board. Vic, please open your mic and tell us you're here.
Let's see, is Vic muted?
We see Vic's wonderful picture on the Zoom screen, but we need him to unmute and tell us he's here. We'll come back to, oh, there.
Good morning. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. I am here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vic. And our newly to be seated or member of the local station board, listener representative, Nicole Hahn, would you prefer us to address you as Nicole or Nikki?
Oh, I do go by.
Wait, you just got muted for some reason. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I can go by Nikki. Yeah, that's good. I'll change my name next time I enter the meeting. I can be Nikki Hahn.
It's really up to you. Michael Hayes. Okay. Are you here? I saw you, heard you earlier. Please.
Oh, yes. I'm here for the moment.
Okay. Thank you. And Sue Cohen-Johnson, please.
The building is built, both at the sale and we're,
Sue Cohen-Johnson, please tell us. Sue Cohen-Johnson, I also saw you on the, come into the Zoom. Can you open your mic and tell us you're here? Oh, she's connecting to audio. Never mind. We'll come back to Sue. Ms. Avalia Jones.
I'm here.
Thank you, dear. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Thank you. Rob Macon, are you with us? I don't hear Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach, are you with us? I do not hear Barbara Marbach. Oye, oye, Ipo, we heard from you earlier. Please unmute yourself
Present.
Thank you, Oye. And then me, Myla Reason, I'm present. And Paul Roberson.
I'm present.
Thank you, Paul. Ruth Strauss, please speak up. Are you here? I saw Ruth come in. We'll come back to Ruth. Beth Von Gunten, have you
It says she's connecting to audio. Ruth is
connecting
to
Michael,
audio.
Thank you so much. Beth Von Gunten. Oh, I see. Beth is just entering now. And, if someone would rename. Okay. Let's continue. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here. Thank you.
Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Our treasurer, Kim Kaufman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Kim. And our interim general manager, Michael Novick.
Yes, I'm here. It says that Suco Johnson also is connecting to audio.
Thank you for that. I'm going to make another swing through here. I see that Ruth is still connecting to audio. And Eric Jacobson is coming in, but he's not a member. And the person who has whose number ends, oh, that's, I believe, Beth Von Gunten. I'm going to rename Beth so that we can all recognize her on the Zoom. Hey, bear with me, people. I'm sorry. Elizabeth Von Gunten. Beth, we called on you earlier. Would you like to unmute? And well, you are unmuted, so please indicate by voice that you are here at the meeting.
I'm present, and I have a point of information.
We're doing the roll call. Can we do the roll call first, please? We're in the middle.
I thought we had completed the roll call. When we're finished with the roll call, please let me know. Thank you.
So I'm just circling back to people who were connecting to audio before. Ruth Strauss is still connecting to audio. I don't believe that Rob Macon or Barbara Marbach are present, so I'm not going to mark them present at this time. Mike Bresler, as far as I know, is not present. Veronica Becerra is not present. Nor are Veronica Becerra or Christina Avalos. So we do have quorum. And when Ruth, finally does connect to audio, we'll have her, tell us that she is present.
Excuse me. Myla, this is Mike. Did you get me? I was on mute, talking to somebody on another line.
Yeah, we did. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I hope I don't have to drop off. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We have a hand here. Elizabeth, did you want to say something?
Yes, I have a request for information. I request a copy of the KPFK LSB roster of membership and attendance for the year to date.
Okay. We'll put that in and we'll get it to you. Thank you.
Well,
excuse me. I was in the middle of saying something when I was muted. I'm not done yet.
You have not been muted, Elizabeth. No one has muted.
I was muted. Zoom told me that I was just muted.
Oh, well, I didn't mute
you. You have been muted.
Hey, Ms. Beth, that was me next. I apologize. Sorry.
May
about
I
that.
Finish?
Elizabeth, did you want to finish?
Thank you. Yes. So I request a copy of the KPFK LSB roster of membership and attendance for the year to date, with the provenance of each seat noted and explained, and contact information, please, so that the rest of us can.
Okay. I think you got muted again.
I was just muted again.
Yeah.
Again, I was cut off a second time. I'm not done yet.
Go ahead. I didn't cut you off. I don't know how you got cut off. Go ahead.
I don't have any control of the Zoom on your end. Someone on your end
okay,
is muting me.
Okay, just proceed, Beth. What else? What do you have?
I was.
Go ahead.
And the second time wasn't me, so I don't know.
Nor was it me.
Go ahead, Beth. Please.
Well, the Zoom log will reveal just what's going on. So, further request for information. I request a copy of the Zoom log for today. Thank you.
Okay.
My original request. Was for a copy of the KPFK roster of membership and attendance for the year to date.
Okay.
With the provenance of each seat. May I finish my request? Thank you. with the provenance of each seat explained and contact information, please, so that the rest of us can understand and keep track of the officers' many, many ongoing changes to the rosters between the roster between meetings and the justification for each change, please. I request that this be provided to me and to the rest of the LSB as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Marla, can you call the roll, please?
I did.
Okay, what's the first agenda item to cover?
We are going to ratify the election. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This kind of threw me off. The next thing on the agenda is, I don't have the agenda open in front of me.
Yeah, it's the mission statement. And then we'll have the stolen lands resolution. Am I missing one here?
Yeah, you know, Avelia has kindly volunteered to say something about, make a land back statement.
Avelia, please do. Avelia? Are you open?
Okay, I am. Thank you. The land back statement is a relationship with Mother Earth that's symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us, and we move toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing political and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who've sacrificed freedom and life. It's a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It's a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC is a relationship, collective liberation at its core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It's our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are the land back. The organizing principles don't burn bridges, even when there's a conflict. Don't defend your ways. Organize to win.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Wait. Move from abundance. Bring our people with us. Deep relationships by attraction, not promotion. We value our warriors. We have room for grace. We cannot let our oppressors' inhumanity take away ours. Strategize. Include guidance. Unapologetic, but keep it classy. Those are the principles.
Beautiful.
You are always classy.
Beautiful, Amelia.
You know what? Harvey, I didn't have the agenda open, and we should now allow our newest member, Nikki, to introduce herself.
This is Kim. Is there an agenda, and can I get it?
I believe I sent it to you, Kim, but if somebody could email it to Kim, I'm multitasking here, and it's difficult for me to do that as well.
Okay.
Did I miss the roll call? Sue.
Thank you, Sue. We were waiting for you to connect the audio. So we'll now mark you as present. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So moving on.
Nikki Hahn.
Nikki Hahn, can you tell us who you are on AOS?
Sure. Hi. My name is Nicole Hahn. I go by Nikki. I live in Pasadena. I'm 33. I've returned back to school to finish my undergraduate degree. So I'm currently a student at UC Santa Barbara. And I used to be a student of journalism. I love KPFK. I'm a listener, and I ran to be on the board, I think last year or the year before. So I didn't make it, but I was glad that I ran, and I'm happy to be here now, and for the, I think for the remaining of the year or however long, and then I'll probably, run again at some point. So it's nice to meet you all, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, who knows, in a couple of years you could be running the network. So it's great to have you with us. We're really, pleased. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
So next on the agenda is the reading of the Pacifica Foundation mission statement, if anyone is prepared to read it.
Beth, do you want to do the mission statement? Beth Van Guten?
Sure. One moment.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was taking my vitamins. Pacifica mission statement, Article 1, Identity and Purpose, Section 2, Purpose. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for the educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inure to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sufficient as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC, by the Federal Communications Commission, and subject to their operation and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Federal Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities for amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religion, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied resources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affected the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beth. Much appreciated. Okay, Myra, do you want to put up the agenda for approval?
Yeah. And I'd like to add new business to it, but I did send the agenda to all of our board members. And I'd like to remind, and we will have public comment at 30-minute public comment. It is proposed at the end of our meeting or after the PNB director's reports. If someone would be willing to post the agenda that I sent in the chat, that would probably be helpful to people who need them. And every week I fail to recall whether Jim's iPad is Jim Dingman or Jim Sagerton, but I believe it's Jim Dingman. Could you just unmute so we can rename you for a moment?
Jim? All right.
That's okay. I'll just put in Jim Dingman because I believe that's correct.
Okay. All right, can we approve the minutes?
I believe, I don't know if Beth has a vestigial hand up or not.
All right,
that is vestigial, but we skipped a couple items on the agenda.
Oh, let's see. Oh, request for timekeepers and excused absences. Thank you, Beth.
Are there excused absences? Anybody have an excused absence?
There are a couple of things, Harvey. One is that it's my understanding that Paul Roberson sent in a request for an excused absence during one of our previous meetings, but it wasn't noted until after the meeting had adjourned, and I would like to move that we excuse that absence of Paul's.
So moved. Is there a second?
Are there any objections?
Second.
All right. Any objections to excusing Paul Robeson's previous absence? Okay. So noted. Thank you.
And I'd also like to say, because of this emergency situation and the storm that we're facing, that I'd like to move that that all absences from the meeting be excused for this particular meeting due to the emergency.
All right. Anybody want a second?
I second that motion.
Is there objection? Okay, we're good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, and then let's see. And thank you, Beth, for keeping us on the agenda. I appreciate you. It's hard. It's challenging multitasking here. But it looks like we are now into agenda approval. And okay. And I would like to add a piece of new business at the end of the meeting after listener comment.
And what's that?
An emergency resolution to respond to to ask the station to have a plan in place to respond to emergency situations for the KPFK listening area.
Is there a second?
I second it, and I'm working on sending it out to people right now.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. Appreciate that. Is there anything anybody wants to add to this agenda?
My hand is up.
Go ahead.
Yes, Eric Jacobson has a report from the Elections Committee that needs to be added to committee reports.
Well, Erica is not a member of the board, but we can do it in public session. It's not a problem, okay?
Eric is... our representative on the Elections Committee.
I object.
And he has every right to report.
I object. We have Avelia is on the Elections Committee, and she is intending to provide a report. And I am on the Elections Committee, and Eric can say whatever he wants to during the public comment period, including providing.
Excuse me, but he is still our representative on the National Elections Committee. And he has every right to report, and we have every right to hear from him. Let me finish. Don't cut me off.
Beth, you're subverting the purpose of the meeting. We have a definite
purpose. The purpose of the meeting is the democratic process of Pacifica.
Actually, the purpose of the meeting is to save Pacifica, which is in a major catastrophic crisis. Eric will have all the time he wants to report in public session. Is there objection?
And please take note that complaint objection will be registered with the PND.
Please, absolutely do. Absolutely. Please do, Beth. Thank you so much. Okay. Is there objection to the agenda? Hearing no objection, the agenda's in place. Go ahead.
Point of information.
What?
At the last, am I recognized?
Yes. Please be considerate of the other people on this call. We really have nothing business to do.
I would ask the same, please. At the last meeting, the LSB resolved to hold a closed session today to evaluate the IED. This session appears to have been canceled?
No. We're going to have an executive session at noon to talk about three issues. The issues are programming, the election, and station management. It will not, however, be confidential because all different opinions on a confidentiality agreement that have to be straightened away. So we will have a discussion session at 12 o'clock. In the meantime, we'd like to be clear.
I stopped receiving announcements of a closed session several days ago.
That's right. I stopped sending them out. And this is the announcement of the closed session. There'll be a closed session at 12 o'clock. If you don't want to attend,
I have not received an agenda for that meeting.
I just gave you the agenda.
That's belated. I object.
Point of information.
Can we move ahead so we can get some business done? Go ahead. Point of information. Who is that?
Yes. There is no IED. I believe Von Gutten misspoke. Maybe she's referring to the IGM.
Thank you. Yes. Good catch.
Okay. Is there, the agenda is now in place. It's been approved. Eric Jacobson can speak in the public session. No problem whatsoever. Myla, do you want to proceed, please?
Yeah, yes, please. Our next order of business is ratifying the PNB Elections Committee election results that were sent out, some time ago by our, chair of tellers. And here's the, here is the resolution. Whereas the chair has declared that Myla Reason and Christina Avalos have been elected via electronic mail as non-director members of the PNB Elections Committee, be it resolved that this election is ratified as complete.
Are there objections to this motion?
I object.
Point of order. You cannot weaponize points of order. So what is your point of order, please?
My point of order is that I would object to this ruling of the chair if it weren't for for the fact that it has already been overruled by the PNB.
Well, then we'll
let's... was suspended midway by the PNB, and that ruling by the PNB was ignored by the tellers, and now there's an attempt to ignore it by this committee, and that will not serve the purposes of this LSB if it's allowed to stand.
Thank you.
I'd like to call for a vote.
Okay. Does anyone else object to this motion? So it passes, whatever it is, to one. Thank you, Beth.
I object. Please register my objection.
Your objection is registered and the proceedings are recorded. So we're all good on that. Thank you. Next, our item of business, please, Mama.
Is the treasurer's report, our treasurer, Kim Kaufman, will give a 5-minute report followed by a Q&A with the LSB for 10 minutes. Do we have timekeepers?
No.
Did we ever get timekeepers who...
As you recall, we were going to do all three reports and then have a public comment.
No, that would be the director's reports.
Okay.
This is the treasurer's report.
Okay, Kim, the treasurer's report, please.
But do we have timekeepers for the 15 minutes? 5 minutes from Kim, 10 minutes Q&A.
I'll keep it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Kim, go ahead, please. 5 minutes.
Good morning, everyone. I sent out my treasurer's report, but I'll read it for the stream. The listener support, as of the May financials was 674,000. And the total revenue as of May was 844,000. Total operating expenses, not including central services, are 840,000. Central services with the lower calculation adds $165,000 to expenses year to date, none of which has been paid. The current deficit recalculated with lower central services is 161K. Not all expenses are getting from the station to the national office, so I think the overall expenses are likely to be somewhat higher. As of last night, the fund drive was 52,000. It started on August 3rd, so that was 17 days. The per day average is 3,000. And the average number of donations are 26 per day. If we go 28 days for this drive as planned, the total fund drive days this year will be 152. The listener support revenue is 170,000 less than FY22, and the total revenue is 176 less than last year. The expenses are $320,000 less than 22. Not including central services. The monthly expenses are currently about $100,000, you know, more or less per month, not including central services, and will be more so, more or less, mostly more, until probably December. The revenue, we have a number of one-time charges between now and December. The revenue average for the year is about the same, although the earlier fund drives were higher per day and overall higher amount. Monthly central services with the lower calculation are at $20,652 per month, which is not now and has not been paid since the end of 2019. There are still major age payables. The air conditioning is failing all over the station. The transmitter needs to be replaced, which will likely be around $150,000. Excuse me. And in the meantime, power supplies and other repairs are needed, which are expensive and hard to locate. The network is facing serious financial difficulties beyond just KPFK, which I'm not going to get into right here. Thank you. That's it.
Any questions, please, from board members? All right, Beth, you've raised your hand again.
That's okay. I see hand.
Ali Alexa? Ali?
Yeah, I have a question for the treasurer. Besides the information about the fundraising, have there been any other reductions in expenses, such as staffing or any other payables that you are aware of?
The payables, because they're old, they're from previous years, they don't show up on our current financials. So I don't have a running tab of those. If I have a chance and, you know, our business manager is very, very busy and I believe they have a keep track of it up at the national, but I don't have it. Let's see, staffing, I don't. You know, other than Margaret and Roy, I'm not aware of anything. So I'm thinking the staff, expenses will be what they are pretty much until December. And that's all I know about that. Did that answer your question?
I guess, yeah. Do you know if there's a large amount of contractors?
My understanding, from what I'm seeing is the contractors at our station are basically the board ops that are not on staff. So I don't know who they are. I only know when I see, the monthly, what's spent on them monthly. I mean, it may be something we might get into on the MFC. But as I'm not aware of other contractors.
Okay. Thank you.
But Kim, given the pace of income and outflow here, what's the prognosis for the station for the rest of the year?
Well, we're not going to pay central services. I mean, we may squeak by with our major top line, payroll, health bennies, maybe one or two other things. I mean, we have obligations like our past Southern California Edison on top of our current Southern California Edison. So that's getting paid. The previous amounts does not show up on our current financials because it's from last year's and the year before. And that's just the way these financials work. We're paying a previous, lawsuit settlement, which will be over at some point. We haven't paid DWP in about 3 years. That's probably about $75,000. They haven't started really harassing us like Southern California Edison, which is a private company.
Well, how are we divided? Why do we have both DWP and Edison?
SoCal Edison is Mount Wilson and DWP is the station.
Okay.
Both of them have a lot of electricity to power this thing.
So we don't, do we have a clear path to fiscal solvency to the end of the year?
Well, I don't know what that means. I mean, we're not paying central services. So, you know, you can say we're more... fiscal solvency. You know, it looks like our expenses are basically the same as our revenue, but as I've said, we're paying past expenses, which don't show up on this year's financials. And we have some large transmitter expenses at some point in the near or very near future that need to be addressed. Otherwise, we're not going to be on the air. I don't know what's going to go on with the air conditioning. We're coming into the hottest part of the year, and it's failing in, you know, quite a few spots in the station. So to say, are we solvent? I don't know what that even means.
Right.
You know,
yeah, I've been on the roof of that building, and I'm amazed that air conditioning unit's working at all. You know, it would be it would be a great roof for solar, but those AC units are really in need of replacement. Does anyone else have a question, public or from the board? We can segue into Michael Novick's report. Kim, can you stay around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harvey, I've got my virtual hand up. I just wanted to point out to people who may not be familiar, the NFC that Kim referred to is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. Kim, can you explain to people who may not be aware of who sits on that national committee and how often you sit and what you do there?
It's five directors, one from each station and the five treasurers from each station, and we meet twice a month.
Thank you. And Ruth and Beth have their virtual hands raised.
All right, Ruth, go ahead, then Beth, and then we'll go to Michael Novick, unless someone else has a
question. This will show you just how little I know about finances, and also I'm not generally a crooked person or devious, but this is a devious question. And that is there any, you know, I'm a DWP customer. I haven't paid a bill in about a year or two because they were in deep trouble for overcharging before. And so I'm not getting a bill because they're in a lawsuit. And I'm wondering, can we transfer the payment for the tower that's with Edison over to DWP, the account?
No.
Okay,
no,
thank you. That's
not.
It.
They're in
thank
another
you.
County.
Okay,
or
thanks.
Another city.
Okay, that's fine.
Only
thank
Los
you.
Angeles.
Elizabeth, did you have a hand? And then we're going to go to Michael Novick.
Yes, I'm the other KPFK representative on the National Finance Committee. I'm the director that sits on that committee. And I wanted to point out that Pacifica is now more than $8 million in debt.
Oh, my God.
And deepening week by week by week because we're all operating underwater. So there's no possible way in anyone's imagination that that can square anytime soon with fiscal solvency. I mean, I don't give up, but it's hard for me to see a way forward. And I don't think people at the local level really get the degree to which this crisis is an existential crisis. It's a question of whether we're going to be able to continue or not.
Okay.
This is Kim. May I speak, please?
Are you done, Beth?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
May I speak? This is Kim.
Yeah.
First of all, Beth, I'd like to know where you get the 8 million number. I mean, I have like 6.5 million. So can you elucidate for us what that is? You know, just like big numbers.
That's
number two, I'm not finished, Beth. I'm not finished.
I thought you asked me a question.
I did, but I was going to.
Okay. Let's get it done. Go ahead.
That anybody is surprised at the debt and the financial place that Pacifica in at this point is shocking to me because I have been saying this for the last 1, 2, 3 years and even before that. The IED and our former CFO at every single meeting has been talking about this, and that people are surprised now is really shocking to me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kim. Can we move ahead to Michael?
Get an answer from Beth, or she can put it in writing, and that's fine.
I would, it won't take long.
Great.
The $8 million number was from the ED. I'd have to go back and dig it out, but I've heard it more than once now. It's cumulative. It's total. And I don't, on the second item, I don't take issue with Kim at all in her assertion that she's been repeating this since, I think, before I got here.
Yes,
that doesn't,
definitely.
That does, so I affirm that, that Kim, nobody argues with Kim that she pays attention to the numbers. She has been asserting that.
Okay.
I would point out, though, that the chair just asked whether that puts us in question of fiscal,
Well, let's proceed. Let's
by the proceed. End of the year and solvency clearly, I mean, that question, I'm not sure how that question even comes up, to be honest. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, because we're dealing here with KPFK's solvency, we're not here to solve Pacifica's problems. We'd like to have the station be able to pay all of our bills, which we are not doing, and pay central services, which we are not doing. That's the LSB's responsibility here.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. If it's not solvency, what is it? We're here to put programs on the air and to have a solvent station. And then now we've got to figure out how to get there.
Harvey, excuse me. Sorry for interrupting. There's someone with a hand raised, and I'd like to make a determination about whether or not they're a board member. Their number.
We do have a public time.
I don't know whether they're a board member or part of the public. That's the problem.
222. Do you want to identify yourself? You want to say something? We're in public time.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm with the public. I have a question for the treasurer.
Okay. Not now. During public comment.
Well, we are in public comment.
The chair asked for public.
Yeah, it's okay, Milo. Let's let him talk. We're in public comment, and then we're going to go to the IGM.
Okay, not on the agenda.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, question for the treasurer. As I am aware, we also receive funding through underwriting at our station from what are called arts and cultural organizations. I'm wondering if you're aware of that and if you know of how much is being received. And to let everybody know also, there are other businesses in our area that we can get underwriting from, and we will be engaging in that very soon as well to bring some hope to the situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Who are you again?
It's Andrew.
My name is Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Do you want to respond, Kim?
Sure. Yes, I know we have about, I'm not looking at the P&L right now, but it's about $20,000 this year for our media sponsorships, which are music programmer. Music director has been getting for really years, and this year we've gotten about 20. I think I expect maybe 25 at the end of the year. And they are supporting a lot of our musical venues, especially in the summertime, that have open concerts, outdoor and free concerts. So we've been doing very well with that.
Good. Good to hear it. Anything else on that? Okay, let's move to Michael Heist, please. Michael Novick. Go ahead. Michael, if you'd like to give us your IGM report, that would be great.
I have a point of order before we move to the next item.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. First, Pacifica bylaws state that no one is required to give their identity. We're not allowed to ask people's identity. They're welcome to if they want to, but we don't question them on that. And second, that what public comment was not on the agenda. Does that mean it's open to any public?
We're moving ahead. We had a mix-up. I wanted the public comment.
So please take notice of my objections.
Please do, yes. Okay.
Is this Thank you. Is this public comment or not?
No, we're going to move to IGM, and then we're going to move, and then we'll have public comment.
Why'd you let the previous person to speak then?
Because we did, Mansoor, and we're going to move to public.
That's the problem.
We move to Michael Novick, please, and then we'll have another session of public comment. And then Mansoor, you can come in on that, please. Go ahead, Michael Novick, please.
Yes, I did send a written report. I'll summarize it. I'll post it to the website. I think it would take too long to read the whole thing. But the pressing element is the financial picture for the station and the foundation. KPFK has been unable to make its central service payments to Pacifica, which covers accounting, audits, insurance, and other professional services for many years, and not just 2019, but prior to that, we owe money for a previous year when an interim general manager did not pay the central services even earlier than the long stretch that Kim just mentioned. At times prior to my accepting the position, the station was also unable to cover its own payroll and required loans from other Pacific units for the national office to cover us. We had, as Kim pointed out, many extensive agent payables, which are unpaid bills to current services, utilities, and to vendors and providers of items we'd offered as thank you gifts, which as a consequence we were unable to fulfill to the donors. There was a payment plan negotiated by the National Business Manager on behalf of KPFK with Southern California Edison, and we have been paying the monthly bill and reducing the back arrears by an additional payment every month since October. And we just barely made that in August. We were a little short on the time, but came up with the funds. We have also consistently made our local payroll, and one month we even fronted $20,000 to cover shortfalls elsewhere. But the continuing failure to make central service payments has had consequences, and that's not only from our station, but other stations as well, so that the foundation is basically in default on the FJC loan that covered the getting out of the Empire State Realty Trust contract with WBAI for their tower transmitter, and also the EID loan that we got during the COVID era. The PPP money was forgiven. The EIDL is not forgiven, and it came due sooner than people were anticipating, I think, because it was based on when we applied, not when we got it. And so we're also in default on that. It's been turned over to the Treasury Department, and I'm not sure exactly what that means. I don't think they could possibly try to collect the whole thing, but maybe they're going to try to come up with a payment plan. I have been trying to deal with this without a business manager. There was no business manager when I came on, no program director, no development director. I got general authorization from the ED to appoint some interim unpaid management people, but I could not get approval for the particular business manager yet. And we don't have a development director. In the current fund drive, as Kim said, it'll be about 152 days. A couple of years ago, we spent 185 days in fundraising. Expenses are down. Most of that is the two main areas of reduction have been in payroll and in development costs. We're not paying for expensive premiums, and we're not offering them because we still haven't paid for all the ones we offered once before. I'm hoping that we can bring the daily proceeds for the rest of the fund drive up to about $4,300 a day. But as Kim said, it's been about 3,000. That's an improvement on the first few days when it was even lower. We lost the two of our strongest fundraisers. Roy of Hollywood passed away in April. Margaret Prescott basically is taking retirement and was on vacation and will be back as unpaid staff doing only one day a week. I have found ways to get unpaid staff to fill those hours, but there's no way in which we could hire anybody. There has been a job freeze for some time, Pacifica, and so we're covering that with unpaid staff, including myself. We have added one program. Marlena Bond, as I mentioned previously, is the interim unpaid program director. We're trying to work on programming improvement with a number of the existing programmers and adding some additional programs. The most recent one is Strike Line with Dan Navarro, focusing on Hollywood labor, in addition to our Working Voices program. We did, in terms of the elections, we arranged to air candidate cards in rotation that was approved by the NES and various state parts, and equitably, for drive time morning and evening and other parts of the day and on the weekends, and particularly in relation to particularly popular shows such as Reggae Central and Rhapsody in Black on Sunday and Saturday. And on-air candidate forums, which we ran at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday this past week in English, and 8:30 in Spanish for 2 hours, 8:30 to 10:30 Monday through Thursday, actually raised over $3,200 for the station and pledges, one of the best performing programs we have. The Tech Task Force has been meeting. As Kim said, we're facing, the natural life of the transmitters we have. The problem beyond that is that the particular power supplies that power that transmitter, or it's a pair of transmitters actually, most of the power supplies are obsolete and not even able to be repaired or replaced. We do have some that are, the company that manufactured them went out of business. The people who make the transmitters bought the intellectual property rights and have arranged a workaround. But for the ones, majority of the ones we have, I think about most of them cannot be repaired. They would have to be replaced. The replacement involves buying a new unit for about $1,000 that has an attachment, a sort of converter to enable it to be used. And
Michael?
Yeah.
In the big picture, are you in general agreement with Kim's financial report?
Yes. What she said, I think I've said previously, I put it on the air, I put it in the dispatch, I did it in my last general manager's report. I've been on the air during this fund drive explaining to people that the station is not fulfilling its entire current obligations, and that in the current budget, we have to pay back money towards prior unpaid they were operating expenses at the time that we did not pay. We have to pay now. We currently have a situation where the foundation has not paid its earthquake liability or other insurance policies. Everyone who comes into any of the premises being must sign a waiver of and a release of liability. It's, critical. I'm not sure what happened with the audit, but I don't think that the money was come up with it. Maybe Kim can clarify that. The last I heard, they were still trying to find the money for the audit, which is supposed to be done this month. So it's a very, very serious situation. We have been reaching out. I did send information about all this to the staff and programmers and the board earlier when we found out about it from the particulars from the ED. And we're looking for some financial angels. There are a few leads. My proposal to the ED is that we arrange a Pacifica request for a meeting with a contingent of people from Pacifica with a couple of these people to state the case, because it is a larger problem than just their station. And, we set some goals for this fund drive, which I don't think we will make. We were hoping to get the average daily up to 500 or 5,500. That's not going to happen.
Mr. Chair, may I be done.
Yeah, your time is done, Michael. Very good report. Yeah. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Myla, and then anyone else on the board who wants to ask a question?
My hand's up.
And my hand is up as well. So let me just begin by saying that, Paul Roberson reminded me that I failed to put on the agenda, and I apologize to everyone, an appeal for funds. But I believe that if you were listening closely to our treasurer's report and our manager's report, that it's very clear to everybody here that we really do have to make sure that the that we support this station as much as we can, send as much as we can afford to send to the station.
Yeah, thank you. If I could add one other thing, because I repeatedly requested, if members of the local station board could join me in calling out to lapsed donors, it'd be very helpful. And other ways of trying to raise money off the air. And there's a question in the chat a couple of times about the CFO. Pacifica does not currently have a CFO. We have a national business manager who is, kind of doubling as trying to help us with some business management functions here, but there is no CFO currently.
I do have a couple of questions for you, Mr. Interim General Manager, Michael. And thank you for all your hard work. A couple of things. One question has to do with the candidate forums that have been conducted. I listened to, I'm wondering, I've spoken to you on the phone because several people have noticed and asked me, because the audio archive for the English language forums were not yet posted, and at the time
they actually are there. I'm not sure what happened. I went into what's called the confessor to change the program listings for the week so that it said special programming,
and
2.5 hours, and it for some reason did not take. But if you go to 2:00 and 2:30, the programs that are listed, I had instituted a while ago a kind of arts and cultural strip.
Great. Thank you for that.
Public affairs. The content of those shows is actually the on-air drives. There is a problem with Thursday. I don't know what happened there. I've been in touch with Otis. I haven't gotten anything back from him. The 1:00 show and the 2:00 show are just completely missing from the archives, and I don't know why. The 2:30 is there, which is the second half of the on-air candidate forum. So if you go to any of the day of the week at 2:00 and at 2:30, despite whatever name the show is there, that's actually the audio of the
Okay, so if I understood you correctly, Michael, you said that as far as you know, the English language forums for both Tuesday and Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday, which were those days, have been disappeared.
No, I said that they're all there except for Thursday.
Oh, Thursday, excuse
Monday,
me.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday are there, okay, but they're under the names of the half-hour programs.
Thursday, thank you.
Thursday, the 1:00 show is completely missing, and the 2:00 show is completely missing, and I don't know why. I've asked Otis McClay, who handles that, and haven't gotten a response.
Thank you for that. My second question has to do with the Spanish language forums. It's my understanding that one of the candidates, Rodrigo Argueta, was actually the host on a forum that, in my opinion, was extraordinarily unfair. There were charges made against one of our candidates, and then when she asked for some time to respond about accusations, she was cut off and music was played over her. And generally speaking, I would say that the Spanish language forums have not been a model of fairness that we strive for at Pacifica. And I am wondering whether, in advance of those forums, whether you prepared the show hosts with strict rules about decorum and about how those meetings should have been conducted, and whether you relayed that information to the candidates who participated in the forums.
Okay, Michael.
Yes, in English and in Spanish, very briefly, I did send out the same general rules that said specifically no name-calling, no attacks on other candidates, that the purpose is not a debate, and that we did ask all the hosts to fill out the form that the NES had where people would list their things. Rodrigo is a candidate for staff, which is not a relevant factor to the forums, which are about listener candidates. There was an unfortunate problem that night. I was at the station basically from 7 a.m. to 10 or 10:30 almost every night, except that night. That night I left at 9:30 because it seemed to be going smoothly. And unfortunately, in the second half, there was a problem, although it was not while Rodrigo was because the Spanish language program is accommodated by having the regular program hosts, for the most part, who were being preempted hosting the candidate forums, and pretty much every other night, the 8:30 hosts hosted for an hour, and then the 9:30 host came on and hosted for the second hour. Okay. I'm sorry for the problem that night.
No, thank you for that, Michael. Thank you, Myla, for the question.
Harvey, I have one more question, if you'll just allow me. Okay. I'm sorry, and it has to do with emergency preparedness. And I am wondering, Michael, it's my understanding that you did send something out to the station, but I've been listening, and I have not been hearing what I would consider to be important announcements to listeners in this area who are now facing an extraordinary emergency as to how. And I'm wondering if you have been tracking those announcements and whether you ordered some kind of emergency announcements to be played regularly so that our listeners can be prepared and be aware of the things anyway. That's the question.
Sorry. Yeah, I there's only so many things I can do at one time. I did send that email. Thank you for that, a reminder. I sent out an email to the Saturday hosts and the Sunday hosts and, the board ops, with information about, who listeners can call regarding, particularly, unhoused people getting services and shelter and, even, motel accommodations with the 211 number and some other emergency contact information for the city and the county. But I have not had a chance, honestly, to monitor every hour to see if it's being done or not. Not everyone is live. We do broadcast some other, material. So I will try to check back. But, there was information provided to the programmers and a request to air it on a regular basis during the course of the day, yesterday and today.
Thank you very much. It's pouring down rain, and sure, it's very, very difficult for people without houses. Thank you, Myra, for those questions. Ali Lexa, you were next. Ali?
Yeah, just two quick comments. The first one is to the chair. Just a reminder that we haven't approved the agenda. Listener comment is item 6.
I know, it got moved around. Sorry about that.
So I don't care when people speak, but I'm just saying we have an agenda. Let's stick to that. And as far as the online archives, if Michael's unable to relabel the audio archives from those listener forums, you can always go into whatever show is in there and write in the description, that it's a listener forum. And you could also put in perhaps the names of the attendants of that forum so that people that didn't hear them live can go and listen to those forums.
Thank you for that, Ali.
Okay, thanks. I'll check back with Ali.
Ali, you're right. We did screw up on the agenda, but I did promise Mansoor a public comment. Go ahead, Mansoor, and then we'll go to the next on the agenda. Myra, which is what? What's the next on the agenda?
After Mansoor will be the PNB director reports.
Okay, great.
And Avelia has asked that she go third, so it would be Elizabeth von Gunten, followed by Ali Lexa, followed by Avelia Jones.
Okay.
Point of information.
What, Beth?
Are you proposing that we amend the agenda? Because that would take a 2/3 vote.
Are there rules or are there not rules? The rule is that we need to have a productive meeting. So Mansoor is going to.
And so you'll do whatever you want.
We are going to proceed with the agenda as
fine.
Fine. Mansoor and Avelia, and then we'll go to the director's reports, and then we'll be done. Okay, but we are going to stick for a special exception. Anybody who wants to, it's voluntary. Attendance will not be taken. I do want to have a special session afterwards. We are obviously in the middle of a crisis here, and we've got to face it. So, if anybody wants to attend the special session at noon, you're welcome. If you don't want to attend, you don't have to either. Okay, thank you. Mansoor, then Avelia, and then we're going to go to the reports. Please.
What's the time limit?
90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. I'll start right now. All right. The money that comes in from musical event and cultural event, it's to no small thanks to Maggie Lepique. So please mention her name, that she is bringing all those money in. Two, now we know that activist management doesn't work. You can't not have experience as a manager or as a program director, as a business manager, to be in charge of an organization that is desperate in need of money. So if you want to raise money, here's my suggestion to you. Number one, cut your meetings to 1 hour. Number two, 30 minutes designated to finance. Number three, do all your fighting behind the scenes, not in front of the camera, none of that. So you can be a source for people to come and hear what you are doing. Now, that's poor meetings. The last thing, I hope it's the last thing.
Yeah,
it's
10 seconds.
Not that we know strip programming bring money. Margaret is not there. That's what brought money in. Roy's not there. That's what brought money in. Sonali's not there. That's what brought money. Ian's not there, and that's who brought money. And the last thing, you need to consider safety of staff. Ian Johnston, who's been banned from the station, and the GM knows it, and GM has seen the footage, and interim GM, has known this and has banned him again. He was at the station. When do you want to respect staff, or are they just your dogs? Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Thank you, Munzer. We will have another public session after the PMB reports. Avelia, did you want to speak? And then we'll go to the reports.
I don't wish to mess up an agenda, but to Beth and anyone else, my offering is that I was not at, and I had an excused absence, the meeting. So I felt that I should give my time to the people who have something to say that's accurate. Now, that's what that's about. But I'll just say what I can say. At the meeting, August 17th, it was a very, very, very quiet and deep thought atmosphere at the end of hours, traditional hours. The ED spoke to us about the dire conditions that we've referred to here at Pacifica. It was very disturbing information. Some mention was made about KPFK not contributing to the fundraising proposal that came out of Houston that said, well, we should give $2,000 or $1,000 and other people should contribute, all directors and all that. It was nuts, you know, but it's a problem because there's no money anywhere. Not in our pockets as directors and not in many of our listeners' pockets. So it was a crazy, in my opinion, suggestion, but it was made. That's elections. They want to fund the elections, but as Ali reported, I think, and I see some big report by him, August 17th, 2023, PNB meeting about elections. There was a motion passed. And in that motion, some terms were changed, radical, about first term elections and people who won and how long they could serve. You know, and there were all kinds of options. So I'll just say, I wasn't at the last meeting. I apologize. I had excused absence. I questioned in the end, why do we even do a land back statement that's about peace if we cannot do it among ourselves?
Amen to that. Amen to that. Very good. Avelia, I think, I don't know what's, we'll take that. Can we take that as your PMB report?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the next PMB report comes from Beth, I believe, in Denali. Is that how we got it?
That's right, and I'm sorry that the order got messed up, but we did approve that agenda, but I hope everyone will bear with us and just...
Right. We moved to public comment. We added public comment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beth, and then Ali, and then we'll have more public comment.
And then there'll be a Q&A with the LSB of the directors, a brief.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, please. Elizabeth?
Thank you. I'll go when I'm given the opportunity. But for the record, Von Gunten comes after either of the other two names in the alphabet for next time.
So this is my PNB director's report to the KPFA LSC. Shall I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you. PNB director's report to KPFK LSB and listeners from the August 20, 2022 meeting. Pacifica's most pressing business, financial precarity, and the current elections are covered elsewhere by others this month. So this report will focus on questions raised at the national level as to whether cabs at all stations are fulfilling their mandate to meet regularly and to assess community needs. Eligibility for CPB funding is at least in part dependent on all stations meeting CPB requirements for active local cabs to meet regularly on an ongoing basis and fulfill certain functions, including a community needs assessment. There has been no previous routine procedure in place for cab accountability to Pacifica as a whole, and therefore no routine reporting to assure compliance with CPB requirements. The issue was raised at the Strategic Planning Committee this month, where KPFK CAB Chair Dan McCrory responded on very short notice to a request for information or a request to inform the committee as to current CAB status and level of activity at each station. The PNB then took up the matter but referred it back to committee for a clearer proposal as to who, when, in what form, and how often CABs shall report their status and activity at the national level. I'm pleased to report that after a couple of years hiatus, which with much thanks to current local CAB chair Dan McCrory for his tireless efforts to revive the local KPFK CAB, it is again active and has been meeting regularly, routinely, monthly for more than a year now without interruption. Given that the KPFK LSB currently has no regular reporting procedure in place to hear from the local CAB, I move that KPFK LSB meetings reinstate regular monthly reports from all committees to include such reports from the CAB as well.
Is there a second? Anybody want to second that motion?
Second. Can you hear me?
Did you second that?
Yes.
Who is that?
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Okay, Sue. Is there any objections to this motion? Any objections to this motion? Hearing none, it passes. Thank you, Beth. And thank you, Sue. We appreciate it.
And I was asked to ask, Myla asked me before the meeting if I could provide the Programming Oversight Committee report as well. It's much briefer.
Yeah, that's fine. Have you done your PNB report?
That was my PNB report.
Okay, I want to make that clear. Okay, and then we have Ali, can you defer, let Elizabeth give her brief program report, and then we'll go to you. And then I think we're done with reports and we can have public time. Okay, go ahead, Beth, please.
Thank you. The KPFK Programming Oversight Committee held its regular monthly meeting on Monday, July 17, 2023, with 10 members present and 15 total participants. KPFK IGM Michael Novick reported on recent and potential program changes, responded to questions, discussed options, and received extensive input from participants. The KPFK Programming Oversight Committee meets regularly on the third Monday of every month, as posted in advance to KPFK. The next meeting will be Monday, August 21st, 2023, at 4 p.m. That's tomorrow. All are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Beth. We appreciate that. Ali Alexa, do you want to give your report, and then we'll go to public comment?
All right.
Alexa?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to talk about two motions that were passed and some updates on the KPFK building. At the August 17th, 2023 PNB meeting, the following motion was passed regarding the upcoming elections. Whereas the PNB passed a motion on October 20th, 2022, providing that delegates whose terms would have ended in 2022 would continue to serve in 2023 if Pacifica failed to hold elections. Whereas delegates whose terms would have ended in 2022 were either in their first term and therefore eligible to run again, or in their second term and therefore ineligible to run again, according to the Pacifica bylaws. And the delay from 2022 to 2023 in holding elections does not change that eligibility status. Whereas Pacifica is in the midst of an election cycle for 2023, with the record period having passed, the period for candidate nomination having closed, the ballots not yet sent to members, and ballots slated to be sent to voters in the second half of August, and whereas it is important for voters to understand before they cast their votes the length of terms to which successful candidates would have elected and served, therefore be it resolved that all candidates running in the 2023 delegate elections are running for a two-year term, and that the electionspacifica.org website shall reflect this information. Pacifica elections would return to the Article 4, Section 3 schedule of holding elections in years 1 and 2, and no elections in year 3. In other words, elections in 2024 and 2025, but not in 2026. So to summarize, the motion that passed states that those running in the current elections will be running for two-year terms. The following motion was also passed. Whereas Pacifica has lost its liability insurance for lack of payment of insurance premiums, and whereas Pacifica is effectively self-insuring for any liability until such time as the foundation is able to secure commercial coverage again, therefore be it resolved that until further notice, any visitors to Pacifica units and facilities who are not paid employees of the foundation or one of its units must sign an indemnity release of liability and waiver form or be denied entry into the unit's facility. In other words, as we heard earlier, many stations are failing to pay their central services, and part of central services goes to pay for our liability insurance. We defaulted on that and we no longer have liability insurance. So guests and others entering the stations will have to sign a liability waiver. Finally, regarding the KPFK building, a new offer to buy the building was accepted, and the process to sell the building was underway until the buyer had difficulty finalizing and securing financing for that purchase. That offer is now off the table. However, the building is still listed for sale, and there are a few other offers being looked at. However, it appears they are not close enough to the asking price to be considered at this time. That's the end of my report.
Wow. Thank you. Are there any other reports? Does anybody on the board want to ask a question of anybody who made a report? Avelia, Beth, Michael, Kim, and Ali. Anybody on the board want to ask a question?
Yes, Hardy, I'd just like to say that I just got an emergency alert from the National Weather Service. A flash flood warning is in effect for the entire KPFK listening area until 7:45 p.m. tonight. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order.
Well, thank you. On the wings of all the other joyous news, thank you for that. Thank you, Myla. Does anybody on the board want to ask a question of anyone who just reported? Sandy, Harvey? Is that you?
Harvey, it's Sandy. Thank you for reading that, Avelia. Myla, I got that warning too. Is that being broadcast on KPFK? It should be.
Michael Novick, is that going out on the station?
I just saw that. I'll call the hotline in the studio and see if we can get somebody to air it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And thank you, Sandy. Does anyone want to raise any questions of any of the people who presented from our board? Anybody on the board?
Kim Kaufman has a question.
Kim, go ahead.
I'll wait for public comment.
Well, we're in it now. I don't see any hands. We can go into public comment now. I don't see any hands from the board.
So we have a national board member from WBAI with us as Jim's iPad. And I imagine he would, let's go into public comment and
Jim, go ahead.
It'll be Jim, and then Andrew will be after Kim. So let's go Jim, Kim, Raymond, Andrew, Mansour.
Boy, I don't see. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Myla. And first of all, God bless you guys. I hope everything's okay with that hurricane coming.
Thank you.
I've been in Florida twice through hurricanes. I know how terrible they are. So my heart goes out to you guys. And I want to clarify something on the Community Advisory Board resolution. That will be modified because we want reportage from the GMs, the LSBs, and the CABs. We had a big battle about that at the board meeting, and that will be, as far as I'm concerned, the resolution of that, because we need functioning CABs. As far as I'm concerned, we have problems in every single station signal area, include New York, in terms of how the CABs are functioning. And we know that as we get through this mess that we're in, because I have a feeling we'll get through it if we all pull together, we're going to need CABs functioning in order to get money from the CPB. And at the same time, the CABs need to be functioning, and the CPB money has to be coming in, because we also need audited financial reports. So another issue is going to be to start paying on the audits to get them underway. And I think that's one thing that wants to get started pretty soon. So while this sounds dire, the worst situation, the most FUBAR mess that Pacifica has been in, I feel that if we all put all the conflicts aside, that includes what's going on in Los Angeles. It's going to be hard to do because I have my own attitudes about how I'd like to take 2x4s to some people. We can get through this mess and survive and rebuild the whole network. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Much appreciated. And I could use a couple of 2x4s. Raymond,
you can't say that. You can't say that.
Oh, wait.
You cannot say that.
All right.
That's a threat.
Sure.
Thank you, Mansoor.
I can say whatever the hell I want to say.
Thank you,
Mansoor. Okay?
No joking. No jokes allowed.
Okay, I think Raymond was next. Is that right?
Excuse me, Harvey. We're supposed to conduct a humorless meeting. What is wrong with you?
And take it back, Harvey.
I take it back.
Chair.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there anyone here who's ever had a 2x4 taken to them? How funny is that?
I think he was talking about boarding up his building for the storm, not hitting somebody.
Yeah, Beth, the last thing I've ever thought of a 2x4 is a weapon. I'm looking at pouring down rain here, and we're going to need all the strength we get. But thank you for calling us out on that. Okay, I think Raymond was next. Raymond Goldstein.
Kim was next.
What's that?
I believe Kim was next.
Oh, Kim, are you next?
Yeah.
I'll go. Okay, first of all, the audit has not been started because we need $35,000 to give them their upfront money. They worked with us before and won't start unless we give them half upfront, and that's $35,000, and it was due June 30th. You know, the focus of money right now is towards the elections. And I would like to ask the IGM a question. Was he the Michael who called into Friday's candidate forum to ask about what the candidates would do about nuclear war? It certainly sounded like him. And let me just address the CAB issue that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, well, the FCC Act, which the CPB follows, requires the stations to certify annually their compliance with the CAB requirements. This certification is part of CPB's required CSG agreement and certification of eligibility. So that is one area that the LSB has been negligent on. And the CAB's responsibilities is the obligation to advise the station's governing body. The station's governing body, not the PNB, on whether the station's programming and other significant policies are meeting the specialized educational and cultural needs of the community served by the station, and to make recommendations the CAB deems appropriate to meet such needs. Those are two areas that have not been fulfilled at all. So,
okay, thank you. We did have a motion earlier. Beth's motion was passed, which allows for more thorough communication. I talked with the CAB chair, and we're going to try and get this straightened out as we move ahead. But Thank you for that, Kim. We are now just about at 12 o'clock, which was our time to adjourn. We can contract in for a little more time. But Myra, is there any other pressing business?
Yeah, Harvey, we're obligated to have 30 minutes of public comment. And I think we have had a few minutes, but not 30.
Well, let's keep going here. We'll go with public comment.
We have Raymond Goldstone and Andrew and Mansour on the stack for public comment. And Dr. Ruth, with all due respect, you are now a board member and not considered a member of the public at this time, but you'll have plenty of time to speak.
Sure. Okay, so we're going to keep this to about 10 minutes if we can. And we've covered the business of our meeting. Congratulations, by and large, and we got it done in an hour and a half, and there you go. Okay, who is next, Myra? Raymond?
Next is Raymond Goldstone,
go for it, Raymond.
Followed by Andrew and then Mansour.
Okay, Raymond, go for it.
Thank you. Two comments. In the motion regarding cabs, there was editorial comment about KPFK's cab, with which I take issue. I do not think there is any evidence that our cab has been meeting regularly, has been reporting regularly, and I am concerned that anyone listening, in spite of the fact that this meeting is not being streamed as it was supposed to be, would think otherwise. Two, with regard to Mr. Dingham's comments, I've been following KPFK for nearly as many years as he has. And I can tell you that all the kumbayas in the world cannot stop Pacifica at this stage from its fate. We're lucky ones, are in the rowboats in the ocean. The Pacifica has hit the glacier, no longer rearranging deck chairs and hoping we can get more listeners, which we can't with the programming. We could, I think, probably get some with different programming that isn't a goulash. And I'm concerned that the method of these meetings is to finish, not to do anything. And I thank you for your time and attention.
Well, I think your point is extremely well taken. Thank you, Raymond. And we are going to have an executive session after this public session just to discuss how we can move forward. I mean, the news in this meeting is just catastrophic. Let's proceed, Andrew, and then Mansour. Andrew, please.
Yes, this is Andrew Weiss. I don't think doom and gloom and negativity serves us well, so I will bring us some hope. First of all, I want to commend our IGM Michael Novick for doing an incredible job, always doing and unpaid. And I don't know if there are any rules against GMs or IGMs calling into candidate forums if he did or did not do that. And then as far as some hope, yes, I am heading up a task force to expand underwriting to the business community, which is not being served right now. The millions of businesses who we can accept funding to our station in order, and they will get back announcements on the air called it's called underwriting. We would just announce their businesses. I think there's incredible potential. We can start raising funds immediately, as soon as this month. I expect we'll be reaching most or our total budget within no time, 6 months to a year or less. And in exchange, they get to be announced on the air and get new business in the door. It serves our local business community. It serves us. And it is incredibly an untapped potential. And what else was I going to say?
That is it. Oh, and if people would like to participate, I'm going to start. I'm coordinating the task force. I'm going to start regular meetings for people to participate in this. If you want to participate, email me at vegetabletime@gmail.com, vegetabletime@gmail.com, if you want to add to the discussion or help out. Thank you much.
Hey, thank you. It was very good. Much appreciated. Okay, Andrew. Mansoor now, please. Anybody else wants to make public comment? We're going to wrap up the meeting. We've done our regular business on time. It's now 12:04. Just taking public comment. Mansoor, go ahead.
Thank you. So I want to just please pay close attention. You, the board members, are the problems. You have no experience about running a business, and we are in a business. You cannot function on somebody who does not have skills, who's inexperienced to run a business. And the business that we are in, I give you $10 for certain programming and you provide that programming. So that's number one. We are in a business. Number two, you cannot, programming takes time. You cannot come change programming based on what you like and dislike. That's not called program directorship. That's not called radio. That's not called TV. The way that it happens, there's research. People like to hear certain things. I give it to you. Democracy Now! At 8 o'clock was done based on a survey for 3 months. More than 1,000 people participated, and that's what they wanted. But it got changed. Number two, membership, it's down to almost 4,800, despite all the stuff you want to believe. I don't know what mushroom you take or what pot you smoke. Membership is down due to one and only one reason. It's called programming. And then,
10 seconds.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Just be mindful that you are the cause of all these problems. And I mean you collectively. Thank you.
I'm sure we accept. Is there any other business? Thank you, Mansoor. Thank you all for your public comments. Anybody else want to make a public comment before we adjourn this meeting and convene a special one?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
If there's no further comment, I'd like to move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
It looks like Andrew Weiss has raised his hand for yet another comment.
Andrew, we'll give you a few seconds.
No, yeah, it's not working. Quickly, yes. Quickly, the LSB is required to do a report to the listener once every 2 months. Can you folks work something out with the GM and with the other folks who call themselves an LSB? Some of you, at least, just come on the air and talk to the listeners. We would appreciate it. Thank you.
I'd be happy to at any time. And I'm sure any member of the board would be happy to do that. At this point in time, I'm prohibited, but other people could do it. So that's a great suggestion. Thank you.
I'd like to second the motion to adjourn.
Point of information before we adjourn. I don't have access information or the agenda for this next session. I don't know why.
That's good. Well, you join it and we'll go into it. Thank you.
I can't join it if I don't have access information. Information before we adjourn.
Mr. Chair,
is the point of information, is there a separate login?
Mr. Chair, may I?
Separate login?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, may I answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What we're going to do is...
Me neither.
Please listen. Okay. What we're going to do is we are going to ask everyone who is not an LSB member or a director. Directors are allowed, PNB directors are also allowed to stay onto the call. We're going to be asking after we adjourn, we're going to ask everyone to voluntarily leave the call. Once people who are not either LSB members or directors from other stations, we will then convene our next session.
Thank you everyone for coming to the regular meeting. Have we officially adjourned?
Not yet.
There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Is there objection to adjourning? Hearing no objection, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. We had 34 people after that. We did the meeting on time. In an hour and a half, we accomplished what we needed to. And we will see you again. We didn't set a time for the next meeting. It should be in a month. Yeah.
Our regular scheduled meeting will be the third Sunday of September.
So that would be September 18th. Is that correct? No.
Right. And you will be notified. It will be up on KPFTX. But that will be our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Michael Heiss is waving his hand about something.
Who?
Michael Heiss is waving his hand.
Michael, about go something. Ahead, Michael.
You're muted, Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
You're muted.
Michael, you got to unmute, bro. Unmute. Michael, are you good there?
I'm not that good. The 17th or 18th, whatever that day is, Harvey, you ought to know, is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Those with religious obligations will be unable to attend on that day.
What about the following week? That's Yom Kippur.
Well, then don't do it then either. You know, if it was Easter or any holiday of any other religion, it would be. I would have the same objection. Do it a week earlier.
Your objection is heard. The first time we can meet then would be October 2nd. Does that work?
Or don't do it on a Sunday. Do it on a weeknight.
All right.
How about meeting on an earlier Sunday?
Well, we gotta.
Is that too soon?
Yeah.
Sundays are problematic. They prevent some of us from taking part in. I used to attend the Unitarians here on a regular basis as the hotbed of organizing in Ventura, and these meetings pretty much preclude any kind of continuity there. So it would make a major difference to me to have it on another night. Most LSBs meet on a Wednesday night.
Sunday, October 1st? Sunday, October 1st?
I'd like to move that we schedule our next meeting for Sunday, October 1st.
Is there a second?
Second.
Objection? Okay, we'll meet again on October 1st. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Harvey, for your understanding.
You're welcome, and Baruch Hashem.
I'd like to move, Mr. Goldstone, this is not public comment.
Well,
you know what? There are times when public comment is useful at KPFK.
All right, let's have it.
You said earlier that there are members of the board who have not signed the confidentiality statement.
Yes, it's not.
The executive session would be a session. Now, which one is it? Only those that have signed the confidentiality statement or not?
No, we're not going to apply the confidentiality statement. We're not going to say things that need to be held confidential. We're not going to talk about personnel matters. We need to discuss the direction of the station.
Then I take it the public can participate, or at least listen.
Well, you know what? How about we just change it, and let's just have a general discussion on the nature of the station. Do you want to do that?
Is there any
objection to that?
Harvey, just for clarification then, the meeting is or will soon be adjourned. People want to talk, knock yourselves out, but the discussion is considered not a meeting, period.
Correct. We'll just open it up.
In today's hyper-political world of exciting KPFK and Pacificanists, I think it's important that it be stated that the meeting we are in now will be, without easy for me to say, will be adjourned, and that any discussion following is not to be considered a meeting or the opinion of the LSB or Pacific. I think, again, I hate to be a pip about it, but it's important and everybody knows why.
Okay, so we can accept your language. Does anybody object to that language?
Right.
Okay, all we want to do now is have a public discussion.
My hand is up. My hand is up for point of information.
You're going to wait. You're going to wait, Beth. You just wait.
I have a point of information about the procedure.
That's nice, but I'm going
to
proceed.
You don't have grounds to exclude me that way.
Okay,
I'm not excluding you. Mm-mm. That's the point. Michael Heiss has just read a statement or made a statement for inclusivity. We're calling it off as an executive session. We could not get a reasonable confidentiality statement. They're flying all over the place. I didn't want to conduct an executive session with a flawed confidentiality statement. So until we have one confirmed, we will not have an executive session. It would not make any sense to do so. This is a public comment, and there is nothing official about this meeting. I am willing to stay around and listen and open this up as a public forum because we're not going to have the executives. Hold on, Beth. The previous meeting was adjourned.
No, it was moved and seconded, but not formally adjourned.
Okay. Can we formally adjourn our previous meeting?
Well, that will shut me up for good, won't it? Because there won't be any ground rules and you don't have to acknowledge anybody. You don't want to.
Beth, you will be the second person to speak in the upcoming forum. Okay. Now,
it's not okay. I have a point of information on the floor now in this meeting. I agree with Raymond that we need clarification of the process. I want to know whether there will be any questions considered or decisions made in this
All right, first of all, I want to adjourn the previous meeting. Is there a second to adjourn? There's been seconded. Does anyone oppose the previous adjourning the previous
meeting? So he wants his answer off the record.
And does anyone oppose the adjournment of the previous meeting?
Let's vote.
Oh, okay.
I oppose it. I oppose it.
Okay.
I oppose it, Sue.
Okay, go ahead, please call the roll on adjourning.
Okay, let me call the roll. Bear with me here. Sandy Childs, do you uphold the rule? Do you vote to adjourn, Sandy?
Working. I personally think
that... Sandy?
Can't Sandy.
You... Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Do you vote to adjourn?
I'm lost.
Sandy,
I know. Can you hear me?
Sandy, will you vote to adjourn?
Sure, fine. Yes.
Thank you. John Cromshaw, we vote to adjourn. I don't hear John Cromshaw. Vic Germani, will you vote to adjourn? Yes or no? Please unmute. I'll recircle back. Nikki Hahn, will you vote to adjourn?
Or abstain.
Yeah, I vote to adjourn.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I got Vic voting yes. Nikki Hahn, did you vote yes? I'm sorry. Nikki?
Yes.
Thank you. Michael Heiss, did you?
Yes, adjourn, but please look at the next chat.
Okay.
Sue Cohen Johnson objected. Do you still object, Sue?
Yeah, we got to stick to some rules here.
Yes or no, please. Yes or no.
No adjourn.
Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. Avelia Jones, do you vote to adjourn? Avelia, do you vote to adjourn? Please unmute. I'll circle back. Alexa, will you vote to, how do you vote to adjourn, yay or nay?
Yes. Yes to adjourn, yay.
Thank you. Rob Macon's not with us. Barbara Marbach is, oye, oye, yipo, yay or nay to adjournment. I don't hear from oye. This is Myla. I vote to adjourn, yes. Paul Roberson, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
I'm abstaining because I don't understand the issue.
Okay. Beth Van Gunten, how do you vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. Harvey Wasserman. Oh, wait. We'll get the chair votes last. Carlos Zavala, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Circling back to John Cromshaw, who I think may have left the meeting, not present. Avelia Jones, can you hear me? Do you vote to adjourn or to continue? Please unmute Avelia Jones. I'm not hearing Avelia. I believe Oye Oye Ivo is no longer on the call. Harvey Wasserman, how do you vote?
I vote to adjourn.
Okay, let me count the vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes. 1, 2, 3 vote no, and 1 abstention, so the ayes have it.
Okay, folks, thank you for a good meeting. It's much appreciated. Glad to have everybody, you know, and it's really sobering news. So I want to, again, the original intent was to have a closed executive session, but there was no agreement on a confidentiality statement. It's all over the map, and I know we would have spent a lot of time in the meeting arguing about the confidentiality statement, which would have been a waste of time.